1 Kings chapter 15. Now in the 18th year of King Jeroboam the son of Nebat 3160 882 BC, Abijam reigned over Judah. 3 years he reigned in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Maacah, the daughter of Abishalom. And he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord Jehovah, his God, as the heart of David his father. Nevertheless for David's sake the Lord Jehovah, his God gave him a lamp in Jerusalem, to set up his son after him, and to establish Jerusalem. Because David did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord Jehovah, and did not turn aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, except in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all the days of his life. Now the rest of the acts of Abijam, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And there was war between Abijam and Jeroboam. And Abijam slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David, and Asa his son reigned in his place. And in the 20th year of Jeroboam king of Israel, 3162 880 BC, Asa reigned over Judah. And 41 years he reigned in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Maacah, the daughter of Abishalom. And Asa did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord Jehovah, as did David his father. And he took away the Sodomites, homosexuals, out of the land, and removed all the idols that his fathers had made. And also Maacah his mother, even her he removed from being queen, because she had made an idol in a grove. And Asa destroyed her idol, and burnt it by the brook Kidron. But the high places were not removed. Nevertheless Asa's heart was perfect with the Lord Jehovah all his days. And he brought in the things which his father had dedicated, and the things which he himself had dedicated, into the house. Temple. Of the Lord Jehovah, silver, and gold, and vessels. And there was war between Asa and Baasha king of Israel all their days. And Baasha king of Israel went up against Judah, and built Ramah, that he might not allow any to go out or come into Asa king of Judah. Then Asa took all the silver and the gold that were left in the treasures of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, and the treasures of the king's house, and delivered them into the hand of his servants. And King Asa sent them to Ben-Hadad, the son of Tabrimon, the son of Hezion, king of Syria, who lived at Damascus, saying, "There is a league, alliance, between me and you, and between my father and your father. See, I have sent to you a present of silver and gold, come and break your league, alliance, with Baasha king of Israel, that he may depart from me." So Ben-Hadad listened to King Asa, and sent the captains of the army which he had against the cities of Israel, and struck Ijon, and Dan, and Abel-Beth-Maacah, and all Cinneroth, with all the land of Naphtali. And it came to pass, when Baasha heard of it, that he left off building of Ramah, and lived in Tirzah. Then King Asa made a proclamation throughout all Judah, no one was exempted. And they took away the stones of Ramah, and its timber, with which Baasha had built, and King Asa built with them Geba of Benjamin, and Mizpah. The rest of all the acts of Asa, and all his might, and all that he did, and the cities which he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? Nevertheless in the time of his old age he was diseased in his feet. And Asa slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David his father, and Jehoshaphat his son reigned in his place. 3204 838 BC. And Nadab the son of Jeroboam began to reign over Israel in the second year of Asa king of Judah. 3164 878 BC, and reigned over Israel 2 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, and walked in the way of his father, and in his sin with which he caused Israel to sin. And Baasha the son of Ahijah, of the house of Issachar, conspired against him, and Baasha struck him at Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines, because Nadab and all Israel laid siege to Gibbethon. Even in the third year of Asa king of Judah, 3165 877 BC, Baasha killed him, Nadab, and reigned in his place. And it came to pass, when he reigned, that he struck all the house of Jeroboam, he left not to Jeroboam any who breathed, until he had destroyed him, according to the saying of the Lord Jehovah which he spoke by his servant Ahijah the Shilonite. Because of the sins of Jeroboam which he sinned, and which he caused Israel to sin, by his provocation with which he provoked the Lord Jehovah God of Israel to anger. Now the rest of the acts of Nadab, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? And there was war between Asa and Baasha king of Israel all their days. In the third year of Asa king of Judah, 3165 AH, 877 BC, Baasha the son of Ahijah began to reign over all Israel in Tirzah, 24 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, and walked in the way of Jeroboam, and in his sin with which he caused Israel to sin.